This morning we want to talk a little bit about the Vision Atlantic project that is still sprouting up locations there on the southern, kind of getting toward the southeast portion of town. They've got a lot more coming too, not too far down the road with the YMCA project being something still that we're looking at down in our eyes here down the road a bit. And we've got the child care center that's not too far away from becoming a reality as well. But we want to talk a little bit about some of those things here today with Christina Bateman, who is heading up the Vision Atlantic project. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. That was my summary of all the things we've talked about over the last year and a half or so.
We've made a lot of progress.
Well, have. We talked a couple of weeks ago about how exciting it was that to finally actually sell a property, selling a lot. You've got houses that are ready to be put on the market. And something else that's kind of exciting, that I don't know how much local folks might get the benefit of, but that will help perpetuate this whole process as well, are the tiny homes. I know that's something that a lot of folks have kind of talked about, because we don't see a lot of those around here. And they're not terribly tiny, but they're smaller than the average home. And these are meant to be rentals. And folks have asked questions about, oh, what's that like in this? And they kind of want to get a chance to get a glimpse of them. They're going to get that here soon.
Yes, we're going to have a ribbon cutting for the tiny homes on Thursday, July 9th. We will have the ambassadors come down at 10 a.m. If you're free then, you can stop on down to the tiny homes at 10 a.m. on Thursday. Otherwise, we will also have them open from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on that day. So swing on down before, after, during lunch, after work, and take a peek so you can come in and see them all. They are about ready to be rented out. So that second weekend in July, we do have some reservations already. So they're about ready to go, and we're really excited about it. If you don't know, again, kind of what you alluded to is they're going to serve as short-term rentals for our community. We're going to rent them out Airbnb style. Vision Atlantic does own those, and we will continue to own those throughout this process. And this is for, if you have a family coming for the weekend, or you're coming for SmackDown in August, or you're a traveling nurse perhaps and are going to be in Atlantic for a short time but longer than a weekend, those units will be available for you to book and use while you're here in Atlantic. So
yes, and as you said, these are not for sale. These are meant to be owned by the Vision Atlantic group so that they can continually pay for the expenses and things by generating some revenue there too. But the tiny home concept and the concept of these longer, the short-term rentals, but longer than just a couple of days, what have you, where did that really originate?
Well, we started to see that pop up really across the country, but also I think Shift ATL really started that when they renovated the old News Telegraph building downtown. They took their upper level there and made it a short-term Airbnb rental. And so I think we looked at that, and as a former realtor myself, we would see people renting out perhaps their basements to traveling nurses or to people Airbnb style. And we just really saw the need for people traveling here that couldn't find a hotel room, or maybe wanted something a little bit bigger than a hotel room. So we kind of just took that idea, incorporated it into our Camblin Hills housing development, and decided on 10 of those tiny homes. Six of them are two-bedroom units, and four of them are one-bedroom units. They range in square footage between, I'd say, 475 and just under 800 square feet. So,
okay, talk about the planning process then, too, because they're tiny. They're not big, so you don't have a lot of space to work with, so you kind of have to be more efficient in how you use the space. So how much discussion went into how to design those?
Well, we really just started looking at plans online and took a look at what, with our purpose and mission in mind as to what we wanted to use them for, see which plans kind of fit that. And so we actually picked and purchased these plans online off of a website. And there's a lot of options out there if you go and look at those. So decided on these for different reasons. They all have a different feel to them. Some of them have a lot of windows. Some of them not so much. They all basically have an open concept since they're small, living, kind of small dining space, kitchen, and then a full bath and bedroom or bedrooms in that case. So a lot bigger than maybe a hotel room, but, not super big either. Just enough space to kind of have some room to stretch out, or, have some green space outside as well. You can go outside with the kids, let them run around. Once we get the trails and the park put in that development, that'll be a nice, asset for those tiny homes as well, people to be able to use and take advantage of while they're here.
Sure. So, Well, you know, for folks who have seen some of the TV programming chronicling some of these tiny, tiny homes, the ones that are like 200 square feet, where they have to maximize everything and they have to almost kind of figure out where they're going to do some special storage and stuff where you wouldn't see it, you don't really have that problem because people aren't living there long term. So the storage needs aren't as quite as vital as they are for something like that. So you still get to be pretty creative, but you've got to use that space and kind of fold over, like kitchen folds into, well, it's an open concept, folds into the living space and stuff.
Yeah, and there are some areas we did have to do a little bit of that in the sense of we do have some cot beds that are nice beds. They're kind of folded up in some of the closets. If you have some kids that are coming and you don't have enough bed space there, there are some of those people can pull out at night, put those in the living room or wherever you might need to use them and kind of maximize the space that way. But beyond that, yeah, it looks like a regular, just small kitchen and small living room, and we're really excited about them. They turned out really well. And we would love for all of you to come down and see them on July 9th if you get the opportunity.
And all these folks that had all these questions, because I'm just kind of regurgitating some of the things that people have, I've heard people say, those can be answered with your own two eyes. So on July 9th, the two opportunities, they can come during that morning session when the ambassadors will be there. But then you're going to do an evening session 4 to 6, and it's just going to be a come and go.
Come and go. We'll be there again to answer your questions or, you know, take you through them, whatever you want to do. So okay.
So Vision Atlantic folks will be on hand. Will they all be open?
They should all be open unless someone is in one that Thursday night. I'm not sure, but they should. Most of them should be open. So okay.
All right. Very good. Well, it's exciting to be able to see some of that because I know the open house you had earlier with a few of the units, that went over really well.
Yes, it did. We had a great turnout for the open house. We did have the tiny homes open then. They were not quite complete at that point in time. Here's your opportunity to kind of come and see what they look like finalized.
What's the coolest feature for you in the tiny homes?
I love the kitchens and the tiny homes, honestly. Jessie Shields, our board member, she works in marketing, but she's really great at design and colors and all of that. So she picked out all the materials and colors, and the kitchens really look amazing in those tiny homes. And, you know, it's also something, too, people can get an idea, you know, accessory dwelling units. You could have those, you know, The rules used to be kind of tight on those, but now we're kind of going back to, in this country, a little bit of the familial, sorry, can't say that word too well, living, where maybe your parents, the grandparents come back and live with the adult children and grandchildren, or maybe it's on the same property. So we're seeing people start to get that idea that maybe there's an accessory dwelling unit. They could put maybe a tiny home there and grandma and grandpa could live in that. That way they could still be close to family, but not be in the home. And so, I mean, there's all kinds of things that are really changing and developing with these tiny homes and what you can do with them in different towns and communities across the country. So come on in, just take a peek. They're fun. You might want to just rent one for the evening, you know, leave your husband at home with the kids and come on over with some girlfriends and relax and spend the night. So
sounds like somebody has a plan already.
I might.
Well, and that's a thing too. I mean, the whole thing about like she sheds, the whole thing, you know, we mother-in-law suites are fairly common, but this is like a separate structure mother-in-law suite. So, you know, sometimes we want a little privacy.
Yeah.
So so you can get some ideas as you're wandering through there too. Very good. Well, again, that's coming up July 9th, and then the public open house where it'll be more accessible is 4 to 6 in the evening. So folks can just swing on by and just wander through, ask their questions. So what's next?
We're just continuing to work on the houses. Most of the cottages are complete at this time. The condominiums are moving along right now. We hope to start the larger custom homes up there on the east side of Lake and Foundation Boulevard, hopefully within the next month or so. So if you're looking at maybe one of the larger homes, they're between 1,800 and 1,900 square feet on the main level, full unfinished basement, three-car garage. If you do have an interest in those and you might want to customize a few of those details, please give myself or one of our board members or talk to your local realtor. Give someone a call because now's the time. If you want to kind of change a few things here and there and make it what you want it to be, now's the time to really speak up and get that done more easily. So we're looking forward to getting those started and going for our community. And then again, we hope to bid out the daycare yet by the end of the summer and hopefully start construction yet this fall. So
it's great to move into something brand new, but it's even more fun when you put your own personal spin on it.
Yes, exactly. So you have an opportunity to do that if you are kind of eyeing one of those larger custom homes.
Okay. Otherwise, we've been talking about a little bit. Are some of these other homes now on the market?
Yes, we have still just 5 of the cottages on the market. The other ones should be rolling on here in the next week or two. And then we have some of our lots available. If you want to buy a lot and build your own home, you can pick your own builder, or you can use, you know, some of the builders we've been using. We've talked to them. They're more than willing to help you too. Or if you have, you know, your local home builder here that you want to use, feel free to reach out to them, see what their timeline is, and go from there.
All right. And we can't let our time go by here this morning without mentioning fundraising. Very successful so far, but still a little bit left to go.
Yes, we're at about just under $36.5 million. So we have about $2.5 million left to raise. We're in the process of, again, applying for that CAT grant from the state of Iowa. That's up to $1 million for the YMCA specifically. And so if we can get that, we've got a good chunk there, and then hopefully we can finish up. So if you haven't had an opportunity to make a contribution to the project, feel free to reach out to myself or Nick Hunt. He's our vice president and kind of heads up the fundraising piece for us. Feel free to give him a call. Again, different ways you can donate, whether that's by check, gift of grain, stock, any of those are options. And again, if you still have any questions on the project, we'd love to get those answered. So feel free to reach out. We'd be more than happy to sit down and have a conversation with you.
Find an amount and a method that feels comfortable for you.
Exactly.
Very good. All right. Well, Christina Bateman in with us this morning talking a little bit about Vision Atlantic. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Jim.